Mark Ace was convicted in 1988 of murdering two people in separate incidents on the same night in Jacksonville. On the day of his execution, he woke up at 4:30 in the morning.
A little bit earlier than usual. He wanted to get up early. He is calm and in good spirits.
Michelle Glady is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Corrections.
He had his last meal this morning.
Fried pork chops, fried ham, French fries, vanilla swirl ice cream, and a can of Coke.
Mr. Say was visited by his sister, his sister-in-law, brother-in-law this morning. The visit was about 2 hours long. He had a visit with his spiritual advisor this afternoon.
Later in the day, the U.S. Supreme Court issued its denial of Asay's final appeal, well before his scheduled execution. So at 6:11, the lethal injection began. Mark Asay was pronounced dead 11 minutes later.
The sentence of the state of Florida versus Mark James Asay was carried out at 6:22 p.m. The execution took place without incident. Mr. Asay had no last statement. There were no complications.
Any indications of pain on Mr. Asay's part?
No.
That had been a big question leading up to Asay's execution. Would the lethal injection protocol work? He was the first person in the country to be executed using the drug etomidate. Records show that Florida had to find a new drug after its supply of midazolam expired and it couldn't get refills. Etomidate was part of the state's three-drug process. Asay did not exhibit any signs to suggest that the drug worked any differently than the old protocol, but it was the source of last-minute appeals. The state is not required to disclose where it gets the drugs and what kind of testing has been done to determine that it won't cause a cruel and unusual death. That's much to the frustration of defense lawyers. Craig Trocino runs the University of Miami's Innocence Project.
It's kind of a strange conversation to have and litigate about what's the best way to terminate somebody's life. But we have the death penalty here in the state of Florida, so that discussion needs to happen. It's probably best to do that in the disinfecting light of the sun rather than in the darkness of the executioner's chambers.
The Florida Department of Corrections would not answer detailed questions about how it decided to use etomidate. Michelle Glady pointed reporters to the official published protocol, which outlines the step-by-step process for the lethal injection. It does not explain how the department determined that this drug would not cause a cruel and unusual death for Mark Asay. She read the department's standard statement about lethal injection protocol.
The department's most solemn duty is the lethal injection procedure. Our foremost objective is a humane and dignified process. The Department of Corrections follows the law and carries out the sentence of the court as laid out in Florida statute.
In addition to being the first person executed with this drug combination, Asay was also the first white person in the state of Florida executed for killing a black person, Robert Booker.
These numbers are so shocking.
Frank Baumgartner is a political science professor at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. He did a statistical analysis of executions across the country, looking at the race of convicted killers and their victims. He says most of the time, they're the same race.
So young black men are much more likely to kill other young black men, and young white men are much more likely to have victims who are also young white men.
But death sentences and executions don't parallel those statistics.
It's when the black offender crosses the racial line that the black offender is much more likely to be subjected to the death penalty. Whereas among whites, if the victim is black and therefore they have crossed the racial line, they're very unlikely to even be charged with the capital crime or even face the possibility of a death sentence.
He says that's true across states that use the death penalty. He found similar patterns in Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, North Carolina.
In Louisiana, the last time there was such an execution was in 1754.
Baumgartner says over the past 40 years, there's only been a dozen or so cases in the U.S. when a white person has been executed for killing a black person.
And many of those cases have been avowed white supremacists.
The prosecution did make the case that Mark Asay was a white supremacist. Court records show he justified shooting Robert Booker using a racial epithet. Governor Rick Scott has sent the most death row inmates to the execution chamber since Leroy Collins, who left office in 1961. Legal experts believe Asay's execution was the first of many to come now that the death penalty is back on the books in Florida. I'm Wilson Sayre in Stark.